Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. We are traveling back from Indianapolis. We've been to the Association of Indiana Counties meeting, and I just have to tell you, we had a great luncheon with people at our table from Tippecanoe.
What?
So, yes. It was just like, okay, we may not be... Yeah, I couldn't help it. I would have had to be real proud of you.
You're allowed to.
So that was great. I'm just wanted to let you know that I may not do the best job right here on the radio for today, but I will say that, you know, we discussed the last couple of times about how people are going to get a major shock when they open up those tax bills. And it was confirmed again today by Larry DeBoer from, he just is the best when it comes to trying to explain how all of this happened. And of course, it's because of that 2-year delay. It's from where our assessed values were from 2021 that, all of the market value from 2021 set that assessed value as of January 2022. We got the Form 11s. He said his went up 30% on the Form 11. So that's what is causing now what we've talked about in the past is assessed values go up, those tax rates are supposed to come down. And if you take off all of the parts that local people put in place for additional taxes, that would have worked because under that frozen levy and that tax rate having to come down, That would have brought your, that would have evened it out. It would have all worked as it was supposed to. But what has happened is that all the locals who put on a lot of extra debt, because that's not inside that frozen levy, and they put in a lot of, for instance, with our CUME funds, that is also not a part of that. Where it can only grow certain. So you add all of that together because that, your CUME funds is a rate control fund. So that's the rate times that heavy growth in assessed value, and that's just going to throw those taxes up through the roof. And that's what's happening. And according to the chart that they handed out, it looks like as if Monroe County, the homestead liability percent change, looks like it went up to a plus 20%. So that's huge.
Now, will this be on the bill that's arriving, or will this be next year? When will people see this?
No, that's this year. Because remember, the market value is set. It was set in 2021. What homes around you sold for, that is establishing what the value of your property is. And then they add all that up, and as of January 1 of 2022, they arrive at what that value is supposed to be. And the assessor's office then, it sends out that Form 11 that says, this is what your value has been arrived at. And you only have so many days to respond to say whether or not you've got 5 days, 45 days. I'm with an assessor right here in the car. 45 days to respond. And that, then, the Form 11 then is for that following tax year. It's not for that tax year. It's for the following year. So actually the 2023 taxes is arrived at least having to do with your assessed value from what actually the market happened in 2021.
Gotcha.
So you've got that 2-year delay of when things were going gangbusters in 2021. And of course, it was interesting to hear why the values were going up so high. But I think for those of us who've been around real estate long enough, it was pretty clear to us what was going on. We didn't have enough new starts of home building going on, so that left the supply was not as much, and the interest rate was lower, so more people, there was more demand for a smaller amount of supply, which then causes the supply to cost more. I mean, that's what market value really is, and that's the way it's supposed to be worked out. But as your locals, when they put in all these additional debt, that's like going to be more because it's not tied to frozen levy as far as it can only grow so much. And we were told today that they think that might be one of the things that the state legislature might look at is to try to curtail how much of a debt is imposed every year by the locals. I don't know that will happen, but that was one of the suggestions that one of the speakers was putting out. But also, it's just all of those rate-controlled funds that's not tied to the levy. It's tied to whatever that rate is. For all your CUM funds, times if your home is worth a whole lot more, even if you didn't do one thing to make it worth more, but your neighbor's property went for a lot higher, then that means for all those rate control funds, you're going to be paying more in taxes.
Now, Marty Hawk is our guest county councilwoman in the automobile, not driving, of course, on her way back from Indianapolis. Marty, what is the likelihood of appealing this to the assessor and going through the process if everybody's kind of in the same boat? It doesn't sound like anything is going to really change.
Well, of course, it's too late to appeal what your assessed value is for the taxes that you're going to be receiving this, you know, this tax season, because you already had that time frame when you received that Form 11 before. So there will be a lot of people who will think that the assessor can do something about it, but of course she's obligated by law to use the market value, and it is the market value established by the sales in 2021. And so if the only time you have to appeal what your assessed value is when you get that Form 11, and that is for that then will affect what your taxes will be in 2024. They did indicate they did not think that we would see a great deal of relief for 2024 even, though there's a lot of legislation going on trying to figure out a way that they could do some work around to give property taxpayers some kind of relief. Because, as we've mentioned before, if your assessed value went way, way up, then that means if you're on that, if you've got a homestead, you take your 1% against the one value. And then, let's say if right now you're paying on $200,000, and suddenly your home is now worth $230,000, well, 1% of that is going to be more. That doesn't mean you automatically have to pay 1%, but it does mean that if your taxes went up a great deal, it could not go up more than the 1% of whatever that assessed value is.
Yeah, the number can go up, but the percent can't, correct?
That number, depending on what your assessed value is. So that Form 11 is so super important.
I don't want to say coincidence. That's not, well, maybe it is. Because of the inventory, because of the interest rates, this isn't something that is going to go on and on and on. Does this show how important it is that we need to have new stuff being built instead of fighting about where we're going to build, if we're going to build?
Oh, he's got that for certain. And it's not, we're not the only ones. This has been happening throughout the country. But remember, we had a real housing boom back in, many years ago, as they were showing the chart. And then you could see the new housing starts drop off and drop off and drop off. So that's that we know that we have to have the housing starts in order for that market to work right, or it's always going to be worth more. Now, if you want to sell your home, of course you're going to be happy that the value of the home went up. That's going to make you happy. Not going to make you too happy when you have to figure out how are you going to replace where you are, and what helped that situation to get so out of control was that the interest rates were so low.
Right.
At the same time that people's income was really going up somewhat, maybe not as much as what people would want, but with incomes going up, interest rates low, that there were more people and that people were working, were more people able to buy a home. And if you recall, at least here, the rent prices were so high that it was clear you could buy and have your monthly costs be less than what you're spending on rent. So this is, it was sort of like a perfect storm where all of this came together and the increase in values at one time, just like last year, they thought, wow, the assessed values grew by like a little bit more than 5%. Oh my goodness, that's outrageous. Well, now we're looking at it grew like some of them at more than 20%.
So, let me ask you a question, Marty. Will assessed value ever go down or swing back the other way, or is this just how it is moving forward and until what happens?
Right. Well, of course, if the market around you, if all of a sudden all the houses around you would start dropping a great deal, then that establishes what that market value is of your home. But do we really anticipate it would drop nearly to the extent that it went up?
No.
I just don't think that will happen. It may adjust somewhat, but unless you had some big company that was the only place where people worked in your community and it closed, and all of a sudden, you have a lot of people without the ability to make a house payment, and so therefore the house value goes down. But that's not going to happen here in Monroe County.
Because we're just growing and growing and growing. And
right. But it certainly does bring home to bear that all of the people who want to see more areas where they can afford to buy a home, where there's workforce housing, where we can really help people get into housing, we're going to have to allow housing to be built.
That housing might have to be built in your backyard because we're running out of backyards.
A lot of that has to do with planning and zoning, but that all comes right back here in Monroe County anyway to the Monroe County Commissioners, because whatever is decided by the Plan Commission, they are only an advisory group to take the recommendation back to that the commissioners for changes in planning and zoning. And of course, there is the Board of Zoning Appeals, but in general, it really is just the county commissioners. So,
are they too powerful?
Well, I guess that's a question people would have to wonder. But that is set by the state. That is if you have three county commissioners. Now, there's some counties that there's just a few counties. It's not ran the way ours is, but there's a few. You've got like Marion County that's ran differently.
Sure, makes sense. Different population, different lots of everything, different up to that direction.
Right. I don't know what happened with Senate Bill 78 because I was in meetings when they were supposed to be deciding on whether or not they were going to try to vote on that, to send that over to the House. And that's where the townships would automatically receive dollars from that public safety tax, and it would all come out of the county's portion, which is where we're going to fund the jail and how we're going to fund law enforcement. So the counties throughout the state are saying this isn't something we support. Now, I do think that at some point in time, they're probably going to have, and this came from a state representative that spoke with me about it, that at some point in time, something's going to have to be done about fire protection. There's a lot of smaller counties that need to come together and maybe have regional fire protection and so forth, and that I can understand. But as it is right now, I think it's really unfair for the dollars to come all out of the county portion and not off of the top. So we'll see how that bill goes through, either will or it won't. But we had some real good sessions, learned a lot. Way too much for me to hold all in my head at once. I'm looking forward to going back and reviewing some of what we learned. But I know it's a happy time for you because I know how much you love sports, and it looks like that is exploding around there.
Absolutely. But I have one more political question for you, if you have 1 second for me. It looks like Karen Wheeler has announced her resignation from Monroe County Election Supervisor. Is there any other details on that, or is everybody keeping this close to the vest?
Oh, should I just say that I'm furious about this? Because, I mean, clearly, I know what was said in writing. She was either asked to quit or be fired. And now, how on earth could they pick her out as being the person who made the mistake? And she's just such a dear person that she's going to take this and leave. And that's just not right. But I did see our county recorder today, and I thanked her for stepping up to the plate because she made sure that Karen was not going to be without a job working for county government. I just think it was the wrong thing. It's not at all pleasant because Karen is the one who worked tirelessly to make sure everything was right. And she was just a good all-around, well-trained and made sure everybody felt treated equal. And for this to happen to her, it doesn't speak well of our county clerk, and I'm very disappointed.
Marty Hawk is our guest, county councilwoman, who joins us every Wednesday. And one more before we let you go as well. There's another bill floating around Indianapolis about whether school board elections should be partisan or not. Any opinion on that? Don't we already know what kind of everybody votes for? Is that a big deal or nothing we need to worry about?
Well, maybe it's a big deal in other counties. I think it's pretty easy for us to see which party a school board member is setting on or not. But remember, our school board, you better hope that every school board member is well-versed in budgeting, because that tax on your tax bill, that school tax, is the biggest part of your school, of your county tax. Property tax. So it's important that you follow along. You know, one of the other meetings that I was watching the other day, and I had talked with you about this, I think, last time or maybe the time before, about how out of control it appeared that community justice response group was, that they were just being so divisive and not moving forward and being difficult. I found it really encouraging that a member of the public would get up and call them to task on that, and somebody we can all respect, and that's Lynn Coyne. I think you know Lynn Coyne.
Yes.
And he went to them and he said, you know, in the public meeting, so I'm not telling stories, it was, you know, recorded, and he reminded them they all worked and were paid, you know, they got their paycheck from the taxpayers, and this county deserves better, that they need to just put all of their posturing and bickering and you know, get the job done. So, and that's kind of what I had said to you, a couple of weeks ago. So I guess maybe I wasn't looking at it wrong.
No, I don't think you were, but again, we love to have meetings about when our next meetings are going to be, and everybody's voice and opinion counts, and it takes a while to get through all that. So let's get to work.
Well, yes. Let's figure out which committee is actually going to work, and the ones that just want to get together and talk, well, that's fine, too. but you're not going to get a whole lot accomplished that way.
So. I agree. Well, I'll let you get back to your travels. Thank you so much for making time for us today. And when we talk next Wednesday, I know you'll have some more things that you can get down on paper. That's maybe not sitting in a car pop right to the top of your mind. But great job getting us up to date on all the big stories making news here in Monroe County. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.